Bruce Williamson, who's with Rail Future, a campaign for a better rail network. What light can you shed on what seems to be a fairly fraught situation here, Mr. Williamson? Good morning.
Probably not much more than you know already, although it is interesting to note that both sides in this dispute are claiming that they're willing to negotiate. So what I say to both sides is, get on with it. What's the excuse? Why aren't you around the negotiating table now?
As an independent voice, Mr. Williamson, is it fair to say there is intransigence from both sides?
I guess there must be. I mean, it's very hard as an outsider to sort of take a judgment and say whether the unions are being greedy or whether the bosses are being, you know, intransigent. I don't know. But clearly, you know, it's disappointing that it's come to this, you know, and I think industrial relations in the railways have generally been fairly good in recent years. So, something's gone wrong, and I hope it can be resolved soon. I mean, we had this sort of standoff around the bank holiday, didn't we? And it seemed that we had a deal. It's disappointing that hasn't come to pass.
Lastly, from what does history tell us about, particularly with the rail industry, strike action? Does it normally mean that the unions are successful, or does it just lead to enormous periods of uncertainty and problems for the passengers?
Well, I mean, clearly something's got to give at some point in the future. There will be an agreement, I've no doubt. Who is the winner? If you want to put it that way, it's very hard to say. But, I mean, the winner should be the travelling public, you know, when we get our rail services back and this industrial dispute is resolved.
Thank you for that. That's Bruce Williamson, who's with Rail Future, campaign for a better rail network.